Good morning. Welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Monday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time. It's the memorial of the first martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. Our celebrant is Monsignor Lamort. This Mass is being offered for Olga Grande Pietra.
Please rise and let us sing together our entrance hymn number 523, For All the Saints, number 523.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, again we acknowledge your sins as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who consecrated the abundant first fruits of the Roman Church by the blood of the martyrs, grant, we pray, that with firm courage we may together draw strength from so great a struggle and ever rejoice at the triumph of faithful love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. Abraham and the men who had visited him by the terebinth of Mamre set out from there and looked down toward Sodom. Abraham was walking with them to see them on their way. The Lord reflected, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do now that he is to become a great and populous nation, and all the nations of the earth are to find blessing in him? Indeed, I have singled him out that he may direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord may carry into effect for Abraham the promises he made about him." Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grave that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." While the two men walked on farther toward Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer to him and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" The Lord replied, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke again, "See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. What if there were 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of those 5? He answered, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." But Abraham persisted, saying, "What if only 40 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it for the sake of 40. Then Abraham said, "Let not my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there." Still Abraham went on, "Since I have thus dared to speak to my Lord, what if there were no more than 20? He answered, "I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But he still persisted, "Please let my Lord not grow angry if I speak up this last time. What if there are at least 10 there?" He replied, "For the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it." The Lord departed as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned home. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is kind and merciful.
The Lord is kind and merciful.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
The Lord is kind and merciful.
He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord
is kind and merciful.
Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. He will not always chide, nor does he keep his wrath forever. The Lord is kind and merciful.
The Lord is kind and merciful.
Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." The Gospel of the Lord. I suppose in the real sense of the word, we could be called today's modern disciples of Christ. And it's probably fair to say that we are constantly learning and growing and following in the ways of the Lord. We are the disciples. The word disciple means student. In fact, our seminarians, Joe, who happens to be assigned to the cathedral here for the summer, In going through the whole process of moving from one stage to another as they prepare for priesthood, each goes through a period called discipleship. It's a new term. But it's a reminder that there's constant learning. And as a seminarian, he learns in the classroom, and certainly he learns here at the cathedral. He learns
with the hospital apostolate in which he's involved all day. So it's true of all of us. We're growing and learning and following in the ways. But we know from our own experience, that's the good side, right? We're always growing in the faith. But we've learned from personal experience that being a follower of Christ involves other things too, like ridicule, for example, like risk. And those are the things that certainly challenge us as we try to work our way toward perfection. But being a disciple of Christ also offers a beautiful opportunity of a relationship with God that's firmly rooted in love.
My brothers and sisters, we turn to our Heavenly Father now with these petitions, knowing that He loves us and that He hears our prayers. For our Holy Father, Pope Leo, for all the bishops and priests of the Church, that they be graced with the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For national and local leaders, that God will grant them humility, fortitude, and prudence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who struggle with anxiety or depression, that Jesus will heal their hearts and be their consolation in moments of difficulty. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our faith community, that the Eucharistic Lord will strengthen our love and devotion to Him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who have died marked with the sign of faith, that they may rest eternally in the peace of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty Father, we offer you these prayers and petitions, knowing that you will answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which the earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer. Fruit of the vine, work of human hands, that will become our spiritual drink. Lord God, we ask you to receive us and be pleased with the sacrifice we offer. Brothers and sisters, pray that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Receive, Holy Father, the offerings we bring in commemoration of the holy martyrs, and grant that we, your servants, may be found steadfast in confessing your name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. For the blood of your blessed martyrs poured out like Christ to glorify your name shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim.
Blessed is he who comes in the name.
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God,
The Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us sing together our communion hymn, number 670. O living bread from heaven, number 670.
Blood of Christ. Let us pray. O God, who in your holy martyrs have wonderfully made known the mystery of the cross, graciously grant that drawing strength from this sacrifice, we may cling faithfully to Christ and labor in the church for the salvation of all through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Let us sing together our recessional hymn number 791, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, number 791.